FM. With me is the Sanilac County Health Department, Brian Wilkie, and he is the health officer. And are you also the head, one of the head honchos there, or you're just?
Well, I am. Like, apparently, if I'm the health officer, I am the health honcho. So,
okay. Thank you for coming in, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. Good morning.
How long have you been at the Sanilac County Health Department in Sandusky now?
It's going on almost 5 years in November.
And you also made your home roots now here in Sanilac County.
Yes.
Yeah, because from what I understand, you were also, you worked in Saginaw County before this position.
Yes, I was the environmental health director for multiple years over in the Saginaw County area.
And just wanted to change and a good opportunity rolls here?
Absolutely.
So fantastic. Unfortunately, we have to talk about health issues, and it's the mosquitoes that are out. They're always out. We're always doing this, you know.
Exactly.
You know, smacking. Yeah. And
spring, summer, and fall, we have to fill it up with mosquitoes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we have a lot of them here, especially out in the country.
We do.
And I always pray for wind, a little bit of wind. It kind of blows them away a little bit. But when we don't get that, especially when you're surrounded by trees and that, they tend to creep up. And even last night, they were creeping up. And we have a little bit of a case of a health issue right now. And this release was put out a couple days ago from what was us. And what is it we have to worry about?
Yeah, we put out a press release along with the state of Michigan because we're seeing a significant elevation in the eastern equine encephalitis cases throughout the country, and here in particular in Michigan. We have no cases here in Sanilac County. I want to make sure that's clear. So the press release was put out as an awareness to our community that it's time to take a little bit of precautions when you're out and about, especially in the early evening to late night when those feeders come out. Those typical, there's a couple hundred different species of mosquitoes.
Really?
27 of those are our concern, and there are some mosquitoes at their habitat. They come out at dusk and at night to feed, and those are the ones that we're particularly concerned with, especially with the encephalitis cases, or what we refer to as triple E.
Are they always out? I mean, 24 hours a day, as
well,
it is?
Well, mosquito habits are, depending on their the family they belong to, like the Kluex family, they're kind of hovering up in the tree canopies all day long. Mm-hmm. And then when that sun goes down, it's time for them to feed, and that's when they start picking on us as humans. They seek us out and, of course, other mammals, and they want a blood meal so they can go off and lay more eggs in some type of water pool. So that's when those type of mosquitoes come out. But those are associated with the triple E, and that's when we want to take some precautions on our own.
And people have died from this disease.
Yes, in fact. Currently in the state of Michigan, I believe there's been 8 cases, but 3 deaths out of those 8 cases. It's a severe disease when it ramps up to the encephalitis stages in a human body.
Right. It's just called Eastern Equine Encephalitis, and there is a vaccine for horses, but not for humans?
That's correct. So horses should be vaccinated because there's been several horse deaths in the state of Michigan, but our concentration, of course, is humans. But that's part of the cycle that we have to deal with. So, and it's an indicator of what's happening in the environment. When we start seeing horses drop, we know humans could become exposed and then also become ill.
And where in the U.S. that you know of is it the worst, where it's worst prevalent right now?
Well, you know, we watch it nationally, and the numbers are across the board. So you see it in the eastern part of the states, you see it in the Gulf part of the states, and you see up here in the Great Lakes. We're looking across the country at about 22 to 27 cases, 8 here in Michigan. So, you know, we're seeing a spike. Typically, we'll see 1 or 2 horse deaths per year, but now we have 8 human cases, 3 deaths, and multiple horse cases. So it's here, and it's happening. And part of that, of course, you never know when it's going to happen, but weather plays a big role. We're having a beginning of a wonderful fall. Now the weather is humid. We got sunny days, and habitat's perfect for this to occur.
And they're going to be sticking around a little bit longer than usual. Obviously, we got to wait for that first frost. We're not going to have that.
Exactly. We need a good 2-3 days of hard frost, cold weather to knock this out.
Which means it's got to be below 30 degrees or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's not going to happen right now at this moment.
No.
And That's unfortunate. Now, what should people do? Obviously, using spray helps. You know, you can say what you want about DEET. You don't spray it in your mouth or in your eyes. That's how you...
Correct.
Spray it on your body, okay? There's different ways of applying it. I know there's lotions versions of it, right. But you can have your spray. And I got a lot of this at my house, practically.
It's one of the main defenses. But we also can, you know, cover up our skin, wear long-sleeve shirts, weather protection gloves, everything that can cover up your skin, especially if you're sensitive to the mosquitoes. And then spray your clothes with a good product with that contains DEET.
Right. I wish they could make it smell like spice, though. You know, like, you know, some old spice.
That would be good. But, you know, there's other things we can do, too. Yeah. We can protect our homes, make sure our screens are sealed and there's no rips or tears. You can ventilate openings to not allow mosquitoes in, or if you don't have screens, things like that. You can also eliminate any water pooling around your house. You know, even play pools that are left vacant and with standing water will create a mosquito habitat. Mm-hmm. So pools, buckets, tires, if you see it, dump it out. That habitat, by removing that habitat, source reduction will get rid of mosquitoes. So
how quickly can a mosquito multiply? I mean, how long do they last? How long do they live?
Sure, their life cycle. Once they lay their eggs, it's a 7-day process in this weather. So you get a bunch of leg mats laid in the water, you're going to have a population boom on itself fairly quickly.
So they're around a lot.
It's in a constant cycle. Yeah. They lay eggs, they hatch. Their life cycle is to lay more eggs and create more insects, more mosquitoes in their population, and of course they're picking on us mammals to get a blood meal to lay those eggs.
They can ruin a campfire at night if there's no wind. I discovered that even when I went out camping with electrical outlets, that if you put up, I saw some ingenious ideas that some people would put up big box fans around their area, because flies can't, fly through that sometimes.
Right,
exactly. It just blows them away,
It's like an air curtain effect. You want to push them and they can't, they'll struggle on that and they'll move on to a different area.
Yeah, they'll go on to your neighbor.
Exactly, that's what you're pretty much doing.
So you have some notes here about this and other health concerns that we should be worried about?
Well, it's...
Preventive measures is just, using your spray, cover yourself up as much as you can.
Definitely, I know some of the counties are under a little more strict requirements regarding sports and sporting events at night. And I've had a couple calls, and we're not doing that here in our locality. But if you are traveling out to those areas, especially southwest Michigan, I think Lapeer is a bit of a hotspot right now. It's just be aware of what's happening. Those athletic directors and public health people are talking together to see what they need to do to protect the public coming into their spaces.
Lapeer is not that far from San Diego County.
There's some monitoring going on, and when I say that, we have Tuscola County, Saginaw Bay, Midland, they're all mosquito districts. Mm-hmm. We are not a district, so we know to the west we have quite a bit of monitoring going on. We have some in the south, but really monitoring is the when we do get cases of horses and, of course, human cases that are suspected. All this information is being put into surveillance data. People are looking it over, reading it. Epidemiologists are studying it, so they give us this information so we can react to it like we are today and talking about it.
So there is a major concern with this, obviously, because they found it in animals, and that's where they were testing it by chance, right? Somebody saw an animal that passed,
and they're wondering why, what happened. So there's a little bit of inquiry into that, and in this time of year, EEE can be suspected, so they test for it.
All right, we'll be back here with Brian Wilkie at the San Lake County Health Department to talk more about this topic and other health issues that affect our county. Talking with the San Lake County Health Department, Brian Wilkie from the San Lake County Health Department, and talking about the mosquito disease out there, that a warning was put out, or awareness about the eastern equine encephalitis. I was so proud I was able to say that word on the air, by the way. So it's a serious issue to deal with. People can die from this. And the people, what age should they be worried about?
It's the age between 5 and 50, so it's okay. It's a broad band of age.
So it's me.
Yeah, definitely. Oh. And you know, even if we have individuals that are immune compromised, we need to be protecting them even more so. Not everybody will get sick from this, the virus. You know, it's just like a typical virus. 20% of those that are exposed to it will become a clinical diagnosis. Encephalitis is, those are very severe cases. Those are the cases that life or death is, a potential there for them.
Those mosquitoes, another one to worry about, and I was just talking about this off air with you. My brother caught West Nile. He works with the oil rigs down in Texas, and he caught West Nile. And, it was pretty serious with him. He recovered from it, but I think he still has it.
Well, definitely. West Nile and any of the encephalitis, including Triple E, they're finding in the research today that long-term effects will be progressed, long-term effects will occur because it's damaging our brain. So things will happen to you neurologically that you can't do that you've been able to do in the past, and you'll have side effects for your entire life. So it is severe, from West Nile to Triple E and the other encephalitis that we're concerned with today.
You can find all this info, by the way, on the website, michigan.gov/emerging diseases, about mosquito-borne diseases. What other mosquito-borne diseases should the state of Michigan be worried about also?
Well, we have the West Nile, and that's being monitored, and we're seeing a few cases of that. But there's also the oddballs. There's California encephalitis and things of that we monitor and keep track of. This one, the Triple E, is just rearing its ugly head up. You know, normally we have maybe 7 cases throughout the United States. We're at 25 cases already this year, and we're at 8 cases here in Michigan with 3 deaths. So we know how severe it is. It's ramping up, it's amplified, and that's why these press releases are going out, and that's why we're getting out like today to just make awareness of the situation, help people understand that we can protect ourselves, and that's, like we talked earlier, having a good repellent with DEET, covering our skin with long sleeves, long pants. If you don't need to go outside after dusk, don't go outside. Get your screens fixed if they need fixing, and get rid of that yard.
Right. So remove that bucket of water. Actually, right now I have one in front of my yard. Probably festering.
Probably all do, right?
Festering right now. So any other San Luis County Health Department issues that we should worry about? I know flu season will be coming around.
Exactly right.
Get your shots.
We're coming in the flu season. Immunizations are ongoing with the new school year, so we just encourage everybody to get out to the health department or to your medical provider. Get those immunizations done. Get your flu shots, and we'll have a healthy new year coming.
Yeah. What does the San Luis County Health Department offer to the community when it comes to the situations like that? And, you know, you provide the flu shots and all that there?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yes. Yeah. We have flu shots. We have immunizations. We record those, of course, and we manage those recordings with the state, so there's immunization records and all that we can provide. And then while you're there, you can there's other services, of course, from family planning to WIC to environmental services, and we actually offer substance use counseling and prevention service as well.
And again, is the building still located in the same area?
We're at 171 Dawson.
Right there by the factory then, right?
That's right.
Yeah, right. So, or by the fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds. Kitty corner with fairgrounds and kind of kitty corner to the couple of factories or shops.
All right. Brian Wilkie with us. And again, for any information, if they want to get a hold of you at the San Luis County Health Department, how do they do that?
They can go through our website and email us directly, or they can give us a call.
Okay, and especially when it comes to this situation coming up now, or even with the flu season coming your way and other health-related issues. That's the San Luis County Health Department with Brian Wilkie. Here now 4.5 years, now planting his roots. You live here in the county now, right?
Yes, I do. Just moved over this spring, and we're renting right now, and hope to build a small place next spring.
And then, again, on top of that, any other issues that we should be worried about?
No, but I will put a plug in while we got time. You know, Friday is the suicide prevention educational event and the Light to Darkness Walk. And I hope people can come out to that. I believe it begins at 6 o'clock. That's sponsored by our community mental health partner. And we hope to be participating in that. And I'll be there with my off, so we are going to be walking in the dusk or at dark, so we'll take care of everybody there. And
bring your deet
and please show up and participate. We've got a good speaker coming in. I won't give you those details, but come and find out and join us, and let's start talking about suicide prevention and trying to remove the stigma from those situations.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Brian Wilkie, the health officer. You can give him a call, too, if you'd like, 810-648-4098. That's 810-648-4098. That number will take you to the San Luis County Health Department also with any other questions. And, of course, they do have a website, or stop in at the building also. Go to sanlichealth.com. That's sanlichealth.com. For any type of a issue or health-related issue that concerns the whole public, because that's the whole purpose.
Yeah, we're all about population health and taking care of our community on a population basis. And working with all our partners like Community Mental Health, the hospitals, and Great Start Collaborative, and all those folks that are doing great things out there.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in to talk about this topic and other related issues also health-wise. Again, the website, sanlichealth.com. That is sanlichealth.com.